Welcome to the Hygge Planner Show, episode number 94. Your 10-minute break to craft, plan, and rely on a lifestyle that cares for you. Each episode is packed with Danish coziness, planning hacks, and a good old dose of non-BS talk. So, let's get started. Today's episode is a very, very special one because we're that close to celebrate my birthday. And I wanted, really wanted, to make a special episode that reflects or that looks and sounds like the Ophelia that you've never known or the Ophelia you've never heard of. So, truth is, this episode will be about three Hygge insights from a Swedish metal band. So, before we get started, just grab a pen and a paper and use your headphone because this band is just effing awesome. And if you want to take note, just go to thehyggeplanner.com/freebies. And grab your amazing podcast notes so that you can subscribe and get my weekly message in your inbox every Tuesday. All right, my friend. Before I dive into the Hygge inside, let me rewind a little bit and give you some context and some kind of past history about who this band is and why I'm so madly in love with their work. Truth is, I'm listening Sabaton for years now and I really enjoy how they carved their own path through success with integrity and authenticity. And just in case you don't know Sabaton, first thing first, you should. I'm adding all the links in the description box and on the podcast notes as well. They come from Sweden and they are doing, I hope I'm not telling it wrong, some metal power music. They are 21 years of experience. They are running shows all over Europe and in North America as well. They've got a massive, massive tour coming up, like 18 months or something. I love metal. I love hard rock. And they've got a very special lens when they are singing, because they always and only sing about history. It could be famous people, not so famous people, tragic episodes of history, fallen heroes, or people that we don't really know from history book, but that should be known because of their dedication and commitment. So really give them a try. And for all the skeptics and all the naysayers and all the Karens over there, Hygge, his coziness, confidence and contentment. The way I translate coziness in my life is through hearing and listening hard rocks and metal. That's my translation. That shouldn't be yours, but at least I just ask for your respect. For you, coziness may imply meditation music or classic music. Go for it. Go for it, my friend. To me, it's metal and it's hard rock. And let's rock this episode. One of the most memorable shows they have done, as far as I know, is their 20th anniversary on Wacken Open Air. It was in 2019 before COVID hit, of course, and the crowd was just incredible, and it was packed all over the place, and they've got two stages. They brought all the former members on stage, and at some point, one of the co-founder made a little talk, like a 5-minute talk. And truth be told, every time I think about this 5-minute talk, I cry because he is sharing something so powerful, like, screw people who don't support your dreams. And even them, with all their success and all their audience and listeners and fans and people around them, they had to battle. They had to go through a lot of ish, to be honest, apparently. And that's amazing to see this incredibly talented musician telling to, I don't know, 50, 70,000 people, like, hey, I knew I was on stage being at Wacken, and I knew it's gonna be my dream. And yes, that's a huge insight to me, because most of the time we are surrounded by people that seem to get our best interests at heart, but in reality, most of the time they are just putting their stuff on your agenda. And if you don't have those boundaries, if you don't have those limiting moments where you say, hey, stop, stop, that's not my job to fulfill your dream. I got dreams too. I got things to do myself. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? It's scary. I get it. It's scary to do that and to say that, because most of the time you will have some reaction like, but who do you think you are? Or I did that to support you. You didn't get it. That's just mental conditioning. That's just gaslighting. If you are strong enough to know that these people are just trying to manipulate me, that's awesome. And in case of doubt, just take a time, hit the pause button. Try to see the situation from a different perspective. Like, before saying yes, without even thinking about it, just say something like, oh, let me think about it for a minute. Or I'll get back to you. I have to check my planner first. You'll see that people will, at some point, respect your own boundaries as soon as you set them strong and firm. My second Hugo insight is directly linked to the previous one, because your dreams and your wishes are legit. Follow them as long as you consciously harm no one. And I know the harm no one is a lot of debate all over the place, but I believe that when you don't consciously do or say something to hurt someone, and you don't repeat that all over the place, you can keep going. I mean, if your dream is to run a 5K, I don't know who you can really hurt As long as, I don't know, your kids are safe, your pets are safe, your significant others are safe, your job is not at stake, it's gonna be harsh, but who cares if you spend your time running instead of drawing? If your dream is, I would say, if your dream is strong, if your dream is lighting something inside you, inside your heart, inside your mind, inside your overall body, if it's really a passion, if it's really something that would make you happy, that would put a smile on your face, that would make you proud, that would make you joyful or more calm or whatever the emotion. But as long as your dream is linked to a positive emotion and you don't do your best to mess up and screw your relation around, go for it. Follow them. As far as I know, we just have one life. So we go through enough pain and enough tough moments. So when you can, why wouldn't you follow what your heart wants you to do? And I'm not at all for vision board. I mean, that's really something I can't stand, because most of the time vision boards are just a projection of what society want us to create. But if you can just imagine yourself at the end of this really teeny tiny dream you may have, then at some point you will be able to see yourself at the end of a not so tiny dream. And as the ball is rolling, you will be able to see yourself at the finish line of bigger and bigger and bigger dreams. Follow one dream at a time, but follow him heart, wholeheartedly, I hope in the right word. That's all that really matters. Last but definitely not least, hunger inside. It may take time, patience, and dedication to go through this finish line. And maybe the finish line will seem bittersweet. Maybe you will give up a dream because it doesn't really makes you happy, and it feels more like an obligation. And when this obligation is not mandatory, there's no need to push yourself through doing something you truly, truly hate. Remember my yoga experience? I made 3 times a week. Yeah. 3 times a week, I went to a yoga studio for 2 years. I really tried really hard. I really wanted to enjoy it. I really wanted to get the benefits. But at the end of those 2 years, the teacher came and told me, "You're suffering from day one. That's not for you. You will never get those benefits because it's not made for you. Stop hurting yourself. Do what you love first." And that's okay. That's okay to switch, to change, to evolve, to give up a dream, to put some dream on the back burner because there's something more important coming. Like, I don't know, maybe you're now the happy parent of a new dog or a new cat. And that made me a dream come true, and you need time with this little furry baby. Or you've got a quote unquote real baby, and of course you waited for it for 9 months at least, or even more if it was harder. And this dream come true takes all the place. And maybe your dream to self-publish book will wait 1 year or two. That's okay too. As long as you know what success means to you, you're good. Success is not always being richer, thinner, younger, blonder, with more fake lashes, more fake nails, more fake hair, or whatever. Success could be just going through the finish line. It could be smiling. It could be seeing a plant growing from seed. That could be a success to you. Welcome to the Hygge Planner Show, episode number 94, your 10-minute breaks to craft, plan, and rely on a lifestyle that cares for you. Each episode is packed with Danish coziness, planning hacks, and a good old dose of non-BS talk. So let's get started. Today's episode is a very, very special one because we're that close to celebrate my birthday. And I wanted, really wanted, to make a special episode that reflects or that looks and sounds like the, I don't know, like the Ophélie that you've never known or the Ophélie you've never heard of. So, truth is, this episode will be about three Hygge insights from a Swedish metal band. So, before we get started, just grab a pen and a paper and use your headphone because this band is just effing awesome. And if you want to take note, just go to thehyggeplanner.com/freebies and grab your amazing podcast notes so that you can subscribe and get my weekly message in your inbox every Tuesday. You love this episode? Then forward it to your best friends, share it on your social media, or even consider adding a comment on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps me to spread the word about the Hygge Planner. Thank you so much and can't wait to meet you on the next episode.